their running backs have sort of banged into each other. That two-point conversion, for example, Jeff Wright ran into one of his running backs, did a nice job to save the play. That was really the first whoops we've seen from USA's offense so far.
Third and eight. I formation in the backfield with two men behind Lindenberg. It's a handoff to Brandon Harper around the left end. They've had success with it. He's all the way. He has the first down.
First down
across
more.
Midfield to 45 to the 40 and finally pushed out of bounds at the 37-yard line. A big gain that started at the 36-yard line in USA territory, and they say he's out at the 40. A 24-yard gain for Brandon Harper around the left end. That's been his MO all night long, and it worked again for another first down for USA.
Yeah, Derek Brown eventually ran him out of bounds, but all you're seeing is an I formation with a fullback and a running back standing straight behind the quarterback, a wide receiver each direction. And so far, they've put their best blocking receiver to the top side of the field on the same side as Ballard, and they've run a little counter that way. They fake to the fullback, hand it to Harper, and he kicks it to the outside. He's got some nice blocking.
Working off the left hash, Lindenberg back to pass. He has to get rid of it quickly, and Nordstrom is back there, and they're saying actually a jump ball. Do they say he had it? And Nordstrom brings it in at the 15-yard line of Ubley. From the 40 to the 15, a 25-yard reception after a jump ball situation. Nick Nordstrom, the senior tight end, brings it in.
Actually, Clark number 80, Garrett Nitz, hauled that
Excuse
in.
Me.
The 6-foot senior.
Apparently the mind's on shopping tonight.
Kurt Kabosky actually had his hands on it at the same time, but when they come down, Nitz, a little bit bigger in size, pulled it away from him on the way down.
First and 10 from the 15-yard line in the red zone of Ubley is USA's offense. And we have whistles a-blowing all over the place.
That last play, Clark, was a matchup we've seen a few times. The bigger tight ends just so kind of throwing that lob pass and letting them go get it.
Ubley calls a timeout. Wants to talk things over in the red zone. 1:27 left in the third quarter. You're tuned to WLEW Sports. Ubley 14, USA 22.
Life is full of difficult choices, but switching to a water furnace geothermal heat pump is not one of them. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your yard to save up to 70% on heating, cooling, and hot water. There's a 30% renewable energy tax credit, and for a short time, you'll save even more. The Perfect Choice Savings Event offers up to $2,000 in instant rebates on select water furnace geothermal packages.
Hi, this is Matt Reaver. Get up to a $2,000 instant rebate when you install a water furnace geothermal system from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. We support local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
USA with a first down at the 15-yard line of Ubley, less than 90 seconds to play in the third quarter. It's a handoff to the right side to Brandon Harper. He's out to the 10-yard line, inside to the 8 before he's brought down, which is about 2 yards shy of the first down marker. And it's going to bring up a second down. It's a gain of 7.
Well, if I forget to call an Ubley defender making a tackle, just give it to Logan Lemke. He makes another tackle for Ubley. That's got to be almost 10 there, Clark.
It's actually his 9th. Very close.
Almost 10.
9 of 46 goes to Lemke. Second and third, 52 seconds left. It's a handoff right up the middle. Seth Gangler's going to work, and the Ubley defense is there to meet him before the first down marker by about a yard. He is stopped at the 6-yard line, a gain of 2, third and 1.
Guess who?
Lemke.
Logan Lemke.
Hey.
Another tackle.
I'm a quick learner.
Yes, you are.
Less than 30 to play in the third quarter. USA trying to tack on another score here. Ubley has different plans. Third and 1 from the 6-yard line of Ubley. Hot summer night here in Ubley, Michigan. There's the snap, a handoff to the right side, Brandon Harper. Cross, getting close to the end zone, shy by about 12 inches, maybe 18. Harper gets the first down, about a 5-yard gain, shy of the touchdown though, first and goal from the 1.
Touchdown saving tackle made by number 77, Jonathan Bisher.
And that is Bisher's fifth tackle of the day, and that will end the third quarter. On to fourth quarter action. USA knocked it on the door, trying to expand their 22-14 lead over Ubley on the WLAW Sports Network.
In this area, when the first thought is real estate, the second thought is Tri-County Realty. People know Tri-County Realty gets results. People know that Dale Bolzman has a great reputation for finding a home or finding a buyer for a home. So if you have been looking for that right property and haven't found it, or just trying to sell your home, farm, or resort property, you can call on Tri-County Realty of Sebewaing. With over 20 years of real estate experience, client confidence, and loyalty, call Dale Bolzman or any of the helpful sales staff at Tri-County Realty at 989-883-3130. That's Tri-County Realty, where they love saying sold.
Save up to $50 when you have NAPA chassis parts installed on your vehicle at Ubley Motor Service. That's right, up to $50 rebate with the installation of NAPA chassis parts. Also find special pricing now on Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires, and Ubley Motor Service has a tire-changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. From tune-ups to transmission overhauls and complete engine replacement, trust the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service, and good luck, Ubley Bearcats.
You're tuned to WLAW. We are now entering fourth quarter action here in Ubley, Michigan. It's a tight one, 22-14. 12 minutes are left on the clock, but USA, where we left off at the ranch, was down on the one-inch line with a first and goal situation.
This is going to be tough for Ubley. They're going to have to get down and get low quick. They're going to have to jump the snap count and not let them run behind Ballard and just free fall into the end zone.
T formation from the right hash. It's a handoff. And they say he's in. The man bringing it in was number 28, Brandon Harper, in for the score. Touchdown, USA. It's now Patriots 28, Ubley 14.
Nothing fancy there. Needed a foot. Got 18 inches.
It's all needs. Now for the two-point conversion here for USA to expand this lead, trying to 16. Took him one play into the fourth quarter. Lindenberg under center, looking for the pass onto his left. Still rolling, scrambles, and he completes it to number 85, Nick Nordstrom. There's my man. For the two-point conversion, 30-14. Now a 16-point lead for USA with 11:56 left in the fourth quarter.
With insurance, it's not about the cost. It's about its value. And at Farm Bureau Insurance, we truly are Michigan's insurance company. Hi, I'm Clark Ramsey, and when I insure someone's future, it's not what I want, but what you need. I want you to rest with ease at night, knowing that your life is safe, sound, and secure, because when it comes down to it, it's not about me, it's about you. I want you to live in that dream home, finally take that vacation, or watch your son score the winning touchdown. And I can help. That's Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance.
.56 left in the fourth quarter, and USA tacks on another 8 points. It's 30-14 USA over the home team of the Ubley Bearcats. Took 11 plays to score that drive, and it covered 66 yards.
Big possession upcoming here for Ubley. It's a must-score situation now, down by two scores, and have to do it in a reasonable amount of time. That's the biggest key here, is scoring and not taking too long to do it.
And that is one of the downfalls of the T formation. It's a great offense, but when you need to score points in bunches, it can be a little difficult to move down that field multiple times.
It's a great offense for maintaining ball control, running time off the clock, not necessarily for keeping it on and moving the ball down the field. Now, don't get me wrong, the wing T is as good as any offense about breaking a big play. We've seen a few of them today, most recently Derek Brown's run. But let's see what they decide to do here when they get the ball.
Hayden Ewald ready to kick it off for USA. This 40-yard line on the right side of your radio, kicking to the left as evening has fallen and it's dark skies here. Booming kick all the way down to the 10-yard line.